station on frequency and give me a radio check, please.
Alpha 1 Romeo Delta, the station calling for a radio check. Could you come back again?
This is W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. I just set up a new radio that I had, and I was wondering if it's working. I got an inside, just a little 19 inch whip on the inside. I didn't think it would key up the repeater, but apparently it's doing so. Name here is Gene, by the way. Your station Alpha 4 Romeo Delta, was that it? I'm not sure I got it, over.
It's Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta. The name here is Bob. I'm in Piedmont, South Carolina, and you're hitting the repeater just fine. Little bit of overdriven microphone. You might want to pull a little further away from the mic, but you sound great.
Okay, Bob, listen, I appreciate that very much. I'm backing off the mic a little bit. Yeah, somebody's told me that before. I tend to talk too loud into the mic. Okay, Doug, well, listen, I appreciate it very much. I sure do. And we'll talk with you later, okay? It's W4FHJ. Be clear with you.
FHJ, this is Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta. Good talking to you today, sir. We'll talk again, I hope. AA1RD clear.
Mobile.
4CEM, this is KO4RMM. How are you?
Pretty good, just out and about today. See if anybody's around. Repeater's been pretty quiet.
I am mobile at present, headed up Taylor's Road into downtown Taylor's. Gonna stop in at Josie's and pick up some takeout for myself and the wife. How about you?
Finally headed home. The boys had a Boy Scout merit badge camp, so we did that, and now it was on the other side of Spartanburg, so now we're headed back home, and I guess I get to start cooking supper here in a little while. I'll get the charcoal grill going.
Talking, that's the way to end a great day. Sounds like what merit badges were your boys after today?
Got the chemistry merit badge.
It's a great one to have.
Enjoyed it. My oldest one didn't really want to go, so we forced him to go, and then he ended up, you know, being glad that he went, which is normally what happens.
Many moons ago, I was in the Boy Scouts, and I was a member of Troop 11 in downtown Greenville, and it was over 100 years old, even when I was in it.
I wish I'd have been in Boy Scouts. You know, now that mine are in Boy Scouts, I know I would have enjoyed it being a kid, but I don't know if my parents either just didn't know about it or didn't care about it. Who knows? But at least I get to enjoy it with my boys now.
I had a wonderful experience in Boy Scouts. I did not make the Eagle Scouts because baseball won out in that competition. Kind of wish I'd have stayed and gotten my Eagle Scout, but I got to second class scout. I was in there for like 3 years, from 83 to 86. Kind of takes you way back. And let me tell you, a lot of character got built during those 3 years in Boy Scouts.
You know, they get to go camping, which is nice. It gives me a chance to go camping with them. And I guess the good part about COVID now is they can actually sleep in the tent with me. When my oldest first started going, he hated sleeping in a tent with somebody else. He absolutely hated it.
I was in it. That was the only option you had, unless you had a little single pup tent. But we usually had a tent for two or three different people. But I don't have many. I wouldn't call them fond memories on camping trips. I call them character building camping trips because our scoutmasters made sure to pick the absolute worst weather to for either a jamboree or a camping trip.
Yes, scout thing, because I swear every time I go with my boys, it's either raining or windy or something. There's always going to be some kind of weather. Although we went to Kings Mountain probably a couple months ago, and that was a wonderful trip. The weather turned out great. The only downside was setting up a tent in the dark, but, you know, that's par for the course. But it was a lot of fun, and then hiking from the state campground all the way over to the National Monument was really nice, and it was a good trip.
Well, that's wonderful. Camp is a great thing. It's a great thing to know how to do, and it's a great thing to do with your kids. Kids never forget it, and make some great memories out there in the great outdoors, learning to do stuff, learn how to make fire, put up a tent in the dark, put up a tent in the dark in the pouring rain, make a fire in the cold, dark, in the freezing rain. Those are some of the memories I've had.
Dang, I hadn't really seen them do really good about it fixing and getting a fire up and going. They've tried it a couple times, and none of them are usually well prepared for it. You know, they might have a fire starter or something, but they just don't really have it down pat. I've been trying to get my boys on board with building like a little tin can with, you know, dryer lint and a fire starter, like a magnesium thing. Just something to really help them out to get a fire going. And they're like, oh, that sounds great. But then they really don't want to put any effort into it. So we're waiting to see how that goes. I'm sure my youngest will probably be a little more enthused, but my oldest is too much work for him.
It's a place called Kirkendall, which was, I think, up toward Camp Old Indian, up in that direction. Of course, I was a kid, I couldn't drive, so I didn't really have the bearings I do now. Seemed like a world away back then.
A lot of them are. Like, they went to Camp Barstow, I believe it was, this last year, for summer camp, and that was outside of Atlanta.
That was Camp Bird Adams.
Camp Bird Adams, yes, Camp Bird Adams. And, man, that was a haul to get down there. And I think this year they're going to Raven Knob, which is up in North Carolina.
Erie, North Carolina.
Down, right in Mount Airy. So that'll be kind of cool, but it'll probably be hot in July.
A week at Camp Old Indian in the summer, I think it was summer of 83 or 84. It was over 100 degrees every day we were there, and the cabins had no air conditioning.
It's going to be the way this is, in the little canvas tents built up on a platform, and I'm sure it'll be nice and hot the whole time.
Well, they'll have a whole new way of looking at things if they come out of that experience.
Yeah, my youngest, he just transferred over to Scout, so this will be his first summer camp, so it'll be a good experience for him, and he'll get some more merit badges to add to his list.
I am designated here at Josie's. My name's Kurt, by the way, K-O-4-R-M-M-R-M-M, and didn't get your name.
Here is Andrew, K-O-4-C-E-F.
Andrew, enjoyed the QSO, and y'all be safe getting back home, and enjoy that charcoal grill this evening, and I'll be 73 and clear.
Been a good one. I appreciate the talk. Yeah, we're almost home now. So 73 to you. Hope we'll holler at you again on the radio. This is KO4CEF, and I will be clear.